You're listening to a Share Radio podcast.
A very good morning. Welcome to Share Radio. I'm Georgie Frost here with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now it's time to check in with our friends over at Money Saving Expert. And this week I'm joined by consumer writer Megan French. And we're looking at what to do with all your pound coins. Round is out. Dodecagon is in. And how to beat shrinkflation on your groceries. Plus we'll have a roundup of the best deals that the eagle-eyed team have come across this week. And don't forget, you can stay up to date and get the newsletter by heading to moneysavingexpert.com. But first, it is time to raid the piggy banks and get the hand down the back of the sofa. The new 12-sided £1 coin is being rolled out next month. Harder to counterfeit, but it does mean the current round quid is being phased out and won't be accepted in shops after October. So you have been warned. Megan, you have some valuable advice for us. A very good morning to you.
Morning.
So, okay, now this is different. When is it that you can't spend it? When is it that the banks won't accept it? This is bad news for me, Megan. I'm going to say this right now because I've got one of those piggy banks, the really nice, pretty ones that you can only get your money out if you smash it.
Oh, yeah.
Devastated.
Well, we have been sent lots of tips in the forum about how to get them out without breaking them or ways to fix them. So it's worth having a look. But as you say, if you're a piggy bank saver, this is for you. Don't get caught out by this change, because after the 15th of October this year, you're not going to be able to spend them in the shops. Now, if as you're a saver, it might be worth just raiding that piggy bank and swapping those pound coins to notes. We're not saying go and spend it all now. You can carry on saving. Or alternatively, if you've got them in your down the back of your sofa, things like that, look at starting to spend them instead of your notes and stuff. So just make sure you don't get caught out by this change.
Why are they doing this? Because it seems quite an expensive change. If you think about all the vending machines and all the supermarket trolleys and the like.
Yeah, it does seem to be something they're looking at, because we've obviously had the new £5 note, we've got the new £10 note coming out in summer, and I think the new 20s next year. So it is a complete overhaul. I imagine it's to do with security and things like that. They do happen every so often.
So you mentioned the £5 notes there. I'd totally forgotten there were old ones. Now that the polymer ones have come in, that's it. I can't remember seeing a £5 note since the introduction of the polymer ones.
So their official withdrawal is set for the 5th of May. Now, these are different to the coins. Where the coins will kind of not be able to be spent in shops, however, it's worth noting that if you're with a bank, they will usually accept their customers' coins after that point, so you're not completely stuck. However, with a note, they belong to the Bank of England, so they have what's called the buyback, which means you can take them to the Bank of England at any point. There's not a cut-off date, and they will swap them for you. That said, your banks will probably still take them after that date and help out anyway. But as you say, I haven't seen one in a long time now.
Okay, so I need to go onto your forum and find out how I can do this without smashing my very pretty jar. Thank you very much. We're going to move over from the pound to, well, the pound in our pocket and how much it can really get us. Shrinkflation, Megan, back in the news. This week, Channel 4's Dispatches has been looking at the true scale of our groceries getting smaller, but the price staying the same or even in some cases rising. Now, Money Saving Expert has some savvy shopping tips, which you are going to share with us, Megan.
Yes, so this is all about shopping savvy, as you say. One of the easiest things to do here is do not go shopping when you're hungry. I've done it. It's deadly. You end up with all sorts. So that's a key one. Don't fall for the supermarket tricks. You know, they'll put the most exciting things at eye level that catch your eye, perhaps the cheaper ones down below. Make sure you go in with a list, that is key, and then you'll stick to it and hopefully not get swept up buying all these things you don't need because they've got a glitzy advert with them. And then it's really about looking at what you're spending and can you save. So there's the My Supermarket comparison tool, and what you can do is enter kind of your shopping trolley and it'll tell you where it would be cheapest at some of the top supermarkets. It'll also kind of tell you what particular offers are on at each supermarket that week, so it's worth having a look. And then once you've done that, we would recommend the downshift challenge. I think we've spoken about this before. It's where you look at swapping a brand level and seeing if you notice. If you don't and you're happy with it, you may as well save some cash.
You may as well. I just want to ask you about the shrinkflation issue, now that we are savvier shoppers, how long have you been noticing that our stuff's been getting smaller, but we're paying pretty much the same?
So they dated these figures back to June last year, all around the Brexit time. However, it's something that people are always talking about, isn't it? I know chocolates from when you were a kid, people are forever saying, oh, they've shrunk, but I don't know if it's actually we've just got bigger. However, if you're noticing something and you're thinking, gosh, I'm paying out a lot of money, use that as a good bump to make you have a look and see if you can save.
But it is a bit annoying, isn't it? Especially when things like Toblerone, I mean, it looks ridiculous. It looks like a bicycle car park now. It doesn't look like Toblerone.
There was a good one saying it's a holder for another kind of chocolate, but, you know, silver linings and all that.
Exactly. Oh, it's ridiculous. What other products have you noticed have been hit by shrinkflation? It does tend to be the sort of chocolates and the sweeties and perhaps probably the things that we shouldn't really eat anyway. And is Brexit really an excuse?
Well, the shops are saying no, dispatchers are arguing differently, but kind of whatever the cause, we don't want consumers paying more. So the idea here is don't go with these market trends and just make sure you're not paying more, take these steps. But actually, as you say, there were chocolates and sweets, but they found things like fish fingers. There was 10 in a box rather than 12, 16 sausages rather than 20. So it's not just necessarily the things that are bad for you.
What, are you still a fan of, say, the German discounters, talking about being a savvy shopper?
Well, again, it comes down to where your cheapest shop is, but it's certainly worth having a look at. They seem to be growing all the time, don't they? And part of the downshift challenge is branching out and trying something new. So if it works for you and you're happy with it, go for it and save some money.
Is a better way, in the way what your readers say on the forum and what you've noticed as well, is it cheaper to online shop or is it cheaper to go into the supermarket? Is there any consensus on this?
I think it comes down to personal choice. One thing that is worth looking at as well, though, are coupons. Now, we've got the coupon kid with us. He has loads on his page. But as you say, there can sometimes be different rules for in-store and online. So they're worth looking at, particularly online. You get the big discounts on sign-up offers. So if you've got, sometimes if we do it, if we're going on holiday, we might use that for a group shop. So it's about looking what suits you at that time for your shop.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, now we're going to be taking a look at some of the best deals that you've come across this week. And it comes but once a year, unless you're the queen or you're born in leap year. I'm talking about your birthday. But did you know you can get freebies on your special day? Megan, tell us more about this. How can you get freebies?
So this is great. It does take a little bit of prep, but the idea is you have a look at some of the top restaurants, shops, things like that. We've got them all listed on our site. And by signing up and giving them your details, you might get a few kind of emails. They'll often send you vouchers, freebies, money off vouchers, on your birthday. Now, it's always worth just checking the T's and C's when you are sent these. Some have to be spent within a certain time, like 14 days. Others, there is a minimum spend, but it can be a nice little boost to what's a nice day already.
Yeah, and I've heard friends, Megan, who have signed up knowing that they're going to go to a place, suggesting it might be their birthday when it's not really their birthday.
I mean, we would say save it for that once a year that it is.
Depends if you're going and when you want to have a special event, but I obviously wouldn't suggest lying about your birthday, obviously. So, if you want to keep it honest, but you still want some deals, perhaps you want to treat yourself. What have you got for us here?
So you can get Krispy Kreme, £1.25 vouchers for a free donut. Body Shop, if you've already got their loyalty card and have spent with it and collected points at least once, you get a free £5 spend, and there's no minimum spend on that, so you should be able to bag quite a bargain there. You just have to use it within the month. Again, Paper Chase give you free £5 with no minimum spend to spend up to 14 days after your birthday if you've already had that loyalty card. There's a few others. You can get a free £4.50 milkshake at Ed's Diner, a £6.50 burrito at Barburrito. But as we always say, just make sure those T's and C's, you know what you're doing, whether you need to spend or go within a certain time.
Fabulous. That's all we've got time for. Consumer writer Megan French, thank you so much. As always, we'll be checking in with you next week. And don't forget, you can find out all the latest deals and newsletter at moneysavingexpert.com.